This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment with Robert Barnes, and I'm going to hit a few other news stories and hand the baton to Jay Dyer. But, Bob, we know that the platforming of InfoWars, it's now been declassified, it's come out, was run by U.S. intelligence agencies. That's in all the Twitter files, and I was the beta test to perfect it. And now, picking certain judges they control, rigging things, defaulting people, having show trials, they admit that they bragged on MSNBC, CNN, the New York Times. That's their model to get everybody else. That's why people have to understand InfoWars is so important. And I quite frankly am pleased that we've been singled out. It means we're some of the most effective groups out there. But in closing, finish up with what you saw in the trials you covered and watched and you worked on the case earlier and what you think the real lesson is from that.
Oh, I think it was a coordinated hit job that was intended to have multiple layers of objectives. One was to set an example that they could use to basically deplatform and completely bar and censor in a country that celebrates freedom of press, freedom of speech, and freedom of association, that none of those would be in practical functional existence due to their monopolistic control of the digital public square and the manipulation of the legal system for weaponized lawfare that went beyond what the Constitution permitted, but which sadly courts took in turn a blind eye to. So that if they could use this kind of weaponized lawfare to achieve a multiple objective of not only bankrupting a political competitor in the court of public opinion, but also silencing, censoring that network on every mechanism of the digital public square that existed, whether it was Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, as well as trying to shame the audience into not supporting, not continuing to be part of the InfoWars larger family. And ultimately, where what they ran into was they were able to achieve success in a legal system that has failed to uphold constitutional principles. They were able to achieve success in the big tech world, but where they were not able to achieve success is they underestimated the power, the potency, the independence and intelligence of the InfoWars audience that continue to keep InfoWars afloat and alive to broadcast its message anywhere and any place possible. And it's not a coincidence that it was InfoWars community that led the first protest against the lockdown, that led the first exposures of Bill Gates' complicity in what was taking place in Event 201 and everything else related to the COVID policy, that led to the exposure of the Chinese social credit system being imported in the United States through central bank digital currency programs the Fed is trying to launch, that led the efforts to expose what's really happening with the COVID vaccine and how they're dangerous and threatening. I mean, who knows how many lives InfoWars audience saved by getting out the message of how dangerous this actual COVID vaccine was as just one illustration. How many kids will not be handicapped or disabled for life because of the lies told by our government, big drug companies, big tech, and big media colluding together. So it's a credit to the audience that ultimately the efforts to silence, censor, and shame this independent information from challenging and contesting the corrupted institutional narrative was all unsuccessful. Unsuccessful to such a degree they've increased the number of people skeptical of what the government is doing by a tenfold ratio all across the nation and increasingly around the globe. So credit to the InfoWars audience that kept InfoWars on the air by going to InfoWarsStore.com and supporting its products and purchasing its products, making themselves healthier and wealthier in the process. Because in the process of doing so, they save lives. Many people's lives are changed forever thanks to the inability of the system to crush InfoWars despite the collusion and corruption that we've witnessed over the past half decade, which this PR firm's involvement and complicity just further exposes and documents.
Absolutely. And it's satisfying. We've been through hell together, but this audience, our guest, you, myself, the whole crew, but we've seen such incredible payoffs in fighting the New World Order. It just makes me proud to be in this fight and very thankful to the listeners for keeping us in the fight. We can only stay in the fight with their support at InfoWarsStore.com and continuing to direct people to InfoWars.com and Band.Video. Robert Barnes, thank you so much. I'll talk to you next year. Be safe, and I can't wait till you're back in studio with us.
Absolutely.
There you go. All right, I got a few stories that just broke I want to hit when we come back that I'm going to turn it over to Jay Dyer. Great author, great researcher, gives you their actual quotes and the source documents of the New World Order plan that plans on having all of us dead if they succeed. So couldn't be covering a more important central subjects straight ahead. And on video, Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. We'll be right back.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a Patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, great author, researcher, is about to take over. But some new news just broke in the last 10, 15 minutes at InfoWars.com. And we're going to share it with you right now. I hope you share it with others. Bohemian Grove frequently asked country singer John Rich to attend. He says, hell no, John Rich is going to platinum top country singer. Big and Rich singer John Rich posted to Truth Social yesterday to reveal he's been asked on multiple occasions to attend the secretive Bohemian Grove meetup held by the satanic elite. I've been invited, he wrote, to Bohemian Grove by more famous people than I can shake a stick at. And every time my answer is hell no, he wrote. One famous country singer wouldn't stop asking, so I asked him, hey, if I go, can I wear a druid outfit and burn the effigy of a child at the feet of Moloch? He said, oh, man, that's just an old tradition. It doesn't mean anything serious. I replied, there's no such thing as pretending to worship Satan. Haven't heard from him since. This bleep is real. And, of course, yours truly famously exposed the occultic gathering back when we snuck in the year 2000 on the grounds and filmed the mock sacrifice to Moloch mentioned by Rich. See the documentary right now for free at InfoWars.com. Then we've got this information. Last week, a 37-year-old ABC News producer who's in great shape and an exercise aficionado died of a heart attack. Well, it's happened again to this young lady. Second ABC News producer dies suddenly. ABC 10 News producer Erica Gonzalez, unexpected death happened within days of ABC News executive Dax Tedros' death. ABC News has lost a second producer in addition to executive producer Dax Tejera last week. Erica Gonzalez, a morning show producer at ABC 10 in San Diego, died suddenly last week with a fundraiser referring to her death as unexpected. Good afternoon. Some of you heard our dear family member, Erica, has gained her angel wings unexpectedly. Our family's hurting and in disbelief. GoFundMe for Gonzalez reads. It's not just people dying from after they take the shot. It's other folks are suddenly having heart attacks and just dropping dead. Our own Chris Andrews on Christmas Day exercised all the time, didn't smoke or drink. Always telling me I shouldn't drink, shouldn't smoke cigars. Died. Massive heart attack on Sunday. It gets weirder and weirder and weirder and weirder, ladies and gentlemen. And that's where we are in this culture, this society. They want to kill a bunch of people, have the doctors be concerned and cover it up because they're scared of the repercussions. And then once we set the precedent to be able to kill large numbers of people, they're going to release even more deadly viruses and more deadly so-called vaccines. That's how they corrupt and take control of the civilization. But we're still on air, thanks to your support at this critical time, fighting harder than ever. We've had massive denial of service attacks on InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com today, some of the biggest ever. Now it's over 250 million requests. The security's fine. The sites are there. Ordering there is totally safe. They're not getting into the site. They're not hacking the site. They're doing brute force attached sending so much traffic to them that when you want to go to InfoWarsStore.com, you may have to do a little questionnaire deal where it says, you know, show us all the bulldozers. And there'll be like six squares and three of them are bulldozers and three of them are cars. And then you click that and then it lets you through. But it's been so intense sometimes even that system has gone down because of the incredible traffic. So don't let them keep you from shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sales going on right now. We've got great products there at the site. Real Red Pill Plus back in stock. The new InfoWars Platinum that's amazing. The InfoWars MD that's incredible. It's all there. It's empowering. And we're selling out of great products like Vitamin Mineral Fusion and the D3 gummies. But despite that, we're keeping them at 50% off because they're great products, and I want you to experience them. So please, make the decision to keep us on air. Spread the word about the broadcast. Buy the products and sign up for AutoShip, where you can get an additional 10% off your next order. Cancel anytime for free. You can also go to InfoWarsStore.com. There's a big red banner at the top. And go to that page and make a one-time or recurring donation. Again, cancel anytime. But thank you for committing into the new year to keep this important operation on air. With my information, our great guest hosts, the crew, our reporters, and everything we do, for myself and the InfoWars family, God bless you, and have a safe and great New Year. I'm going to come in tomorrow and tape a special New Year's Eve show with a year-end review, what's going forward, a lot of other breaking news. That'll be posted tomorrow by 4 p.m. Central. All the other shows are live. Then we'll be back Sunday, 4 p.m. Central, with the live Sunday show. Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis takes over.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. This is the fourth hour, and as you know, we typically lecture through one of the important texts of the elite. We give the history, the background, and this is really important today because, as you heard yesterday and today, the discussions about the banning of cars, the banning of meat, giving you fake meat, giving you eat the bugs, giving you death care, giving you euthanasia, giving us the idea that travel, commerce, everything needs to be locked down. 15-minute cities, you will live within 15 minutes of anything that you need, and you won't be able to drive. You'll have carbon rationing. All of that is now being rolled out, and it couldn't have rolled out without the last couple of years of the COVID, the COOF scam, and it couldn't have rolled out without a century-plus planning. And today what I want to talk about is how we got to where we are. Where really does this originate from? Where does this World Economic Forum Davos idea of the circular economy, which means that you don't own anything, right? You own nothing and you'll be happy. Greta out there telling you to eat the bugs. Where does this come from? Does it come from just a bunch of random people positing good ideas? Or is this something 100-plus years in the works, and does it arise from actual lengthy geopolitical tomes that we've talked about for many, many years? Well, the reality is that the writings of the elite are public, and we lecture through them on the regular. And so I'm continuing my lecture series in this excellent book, which is really a compliment to Dr. Carol Quigley's writings and a compliment to Dr. Anthony Sutton's writings. And that's the book, The Milner-Fabian Conspiracy, by a Romanian historian, Ioan Rațiu. So what are some of the institutions that the Fabian socialists, who were the ones that wanted to reform Marxism to make it allied with big capitalism? That's how you have to understand that Fabian socialism is a form of Marxism and communism that intentionally aligns itself with big money, with big state capitalism. And it comes out of these people that we've talked about in the Royal Society, the Milner Circle, Cecil Rhodes, the Royal Institute for International Affairs. That's the first thing they set up to really be sort of the inner core of what would become eventually the entities that we now know of as Bilderberg and its extension, Davos, or the World Economic Forum. So some of these entities include the League of Nations in 1915. The League of Nations was set up by Fabians. Then in 1918, we have the League of Nations Union, and then the League of Nations proper in 1919. International Labor set up in 1919. The World Court set up in 1920. Royal Institute for International Affairs, which becomes the Chatham House in 1920 in the UK. Notice that the Royal Institute for International Affairs was set up under Lord Curtis, Lionel Curtis, and other Fabians like John Maynard Keynes. So all Keynesian economics is 100% tied up with Fabian socialism. And where do we get what comes out of John Maynard Keynes's idea of how we should do economics? Oh, the IMF. Exactly. Arnold Toynbee was one of the key ideologues who gave the impetus to this whole system of basically capitalist socialism, big state capitalism, big state socialism in a synthesis, a third way mix. And Arnold Toynbee himself, the famous British historian, was actually one of the directors of the Chatham House House of Studies. We get the Council on Foreign Relations set up in 1921 in the United States out of Woodrow Wilson's private intelligence group of the Inquiry. Woodrow Wilson was controlled from the background by his handler, Colonel Edwin Mandel House, who wrote a book called Philip Drew Administrator about being a handler to a president for the British banking elite. And that's precisely what he was, that is Colonel House, to Woodrow Wilson, who tried to push through these internationalist schemes and at that time was opposed by U.S. Senate and Congress, and so it didn't succeed. But the CFR is the complement to that. Don't go anywhere, because when we get back, I'm going to list more of these institutions and give you the history on where these secret deep state shadow government entities actually come from. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'll show some of your guest host, Jay Dyer-Fish. Now, so we're talking about the institutions that were set up to promote throughout the world Fabian socialist style control. And of course, as we said, that's a reformed version of Marxism, which allies classical Marxism to monopoly capital. And so it's not exactly the same thing as fascism, but it's pretty close to fascism if you think about it, because it's really no different than the state being a corporate actor. The difference, of course, being that it is now allied to technocracy, and of course many of the early Fabians were self-professed technocrats. And we're talking about the various institutions, panels, Royal Society for International Affairs, the various steering groups that were set up early on to be part and party to this very open operation. This is not a secret plot. It's not a thing cooked up without any public eyes on it or any public purview. This is actually very well known and very well established in the literature. But if we don't read the literature, we don't know that. So what I do is I lecture through the literature for you. And you can go see if you want a fuller treatment of this. We did a whole 3 hours on this book about a month ago. And then last night I did the next section, sort of a longer treatise, treatment of what we're covering today. So some of the other institutions that we said were set up included the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund explicitly to adopt Keynesian economics and to promote that throughout the world. NATO was actually set up in 1949 by Fabians. So while NATO has, at least its public purview, to keep Russia at bay during the Cold War, that doesn't mean that NATO was really anti-communist per se. It was actually intent on promoting a kind of Fabian socialism. That's really what the EU ended up being. In fact, the EU itself was established and promoted by people with Fabian socialist ideology. The Council of Europe was part of that. The Aspen Institute, Socialist International, One World Trust, all of these institutions and things that were set up in the 20th century, particularly in the first 50 years of the 20th century, had tremendous amount of influence. And that's precisely what the EU itself became, right? European Coal and Steel Union later became the European Union in 1951. That had actually been planned at Bilderberg prior to that. And if you read Daniel Esselin's Bilderberg book, that's actually in the documents from the Bilderberg meetings. Bilderberg was created by Fabians, Joseph Redinger, Hugh Gaskell, Dennis Healy, and David Rockefeller, as well as the Christian Socialist Movement in 1960, the Trilateral Commission in 1973, which was established precisely for Zbigniew Brzezinski to head up as his own kind of steering committee. That was something that Kissinger and David Rockefeller cooked up together. And the express goal of all of these people was, quote, management by experts. You remember in the middle of Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, there's a really excellent chapter that outlines all of this. And then remember, Quigley was a proponent of this. He was not a conspiracy theorist who's not somebody critiquing this. He thought this was the best hope for humanity, was this technocratic managerial society. The very middle of the book, there's a big fat chapter about management by experts and AI. So back in the 1960s, Quigley said that by the time they roll this out, everybody will be living in coffin apartments in tiny cities, and you'll be run by giant AI computers. So this plan goes back to the 30s, 40s, and 50s. This is not something that recently was cooked up by, so it's all public. And so, you know, today Elon is tweeting he's tweeting a lot of great things, but he's also tweeting that there's not some overriding plot here. No, there is. And that's why I was tweeting at Elon, hey, check out the Tragedy and Hope lecture series I did. I lectured through this whole 1300 page book. I did 16 hours of lectures through this. Right. This is a real thing. This is not a conspiracy text. This is an actual geopolitical text written in the 1960s by Bill Clinton's mentor out of Georgetown University, military historian and expert. Archive is for the CFR. And he wrote a whole history of the 20th century from their perspective. That's why that book is so crucial. so important, so killer. This book is just another addendum to that, adding on to that. So, Elon, listen. Hey, I don't know if you watch or not, but if you do, go listen to my Tragedy and Hope lecture course. It's absolutely essential because it lays it all out. Management by experts, what that means is loss of individual freedom, loss of individual property rights, loss of individual commerce, massive depopulation. All of the Fabians explicitly adopted the eugenicist model of Malthusianism. They didn't like Hitler's model of Malthusianism. They said, that's not the right one. Let's go with this other model, which doesn't give supremacy to Teutonic peoples. Let's just pick out the elites, so to speak, amongst any group and kill everybody else. The most famous Fabian of that time, George Bernard Shaw, at least publicly famous, not the most wealthy or powerful one, publicly, Shaw said, we must adopt this to have a civilized culture, and we must exterminate anyone who does not fit into this. He wrote that in 1933 in the preface to On the Rocks. Later on, the Fabian said, we also must adopt technocracy and transhumanism, because that's the only hope to save humanity. We must also get rid of most of the European population. How would we do that? Well, turns out the Fabians were behind, particularly Bertrand Russell and Beatrice and Sidney Webb, were behind transforming not just the UK, but they started with the UK, into Londonistan, importing massive amounts of Islamic theologians, professors, and teachers, and then turning the rest of Europe into an Islamic country. That was something that Bertrand Russell openly cheered on. He said that we can destroy and reorganize society through the importation of foreign ideologies and cultures. But it has nothing to do with, Bertrand Russell wasn't interested in Islam. He's an atheist. But it's a tool to change the existing culture and society. And they were very open about that. They actually thought that Islam could be a proto-socialist movement. And that's why there's been this long-time alliance between the elite, socialist, wealthy left and Islam. It has nothing to do with the actual ideologies, just for using the ideologies as tools. That's it. Again, Bertrand Russell didn't care about Islam, but he did care about using it as a way to change the existing society. So the Fabians were instrumental in promoting and bringing in to the UK Sufism, which is where it started, and then that turned into the mass importation of Sunni Islam, and now it's Londonistan. And they even said that this clash of civilizations would be a great way to destroy Christianity. You understand, the Fabians were self-cognizant of that. They were self-conscious that this clash, they thought, would result in the destruction of the existing Christian civilization. And they've been very successful, of course. Anglicanism or Episcopalian or Church of England Christianity is pretty much dead and done for. So they were very successful in this. But this explains why they promoted both ism at the same time. I'm talking about the Fabians promoting both at the same time. Because it's a strategy for geopolitical power and control and to reorganize and restructure Europe along the lines of what these people wanted. This is their stated plan and goal. And you understand that the plans and goals that we're seeing roll out now are the same people. You can read H.G. Wells 100 years ago talking about the things that are rolling out now. And they're part of the same societies and groups. And the operant ideology here, again, is this Fabian socialist model. And guess what? It's these Fabian socialist people who set up British intelligence, who then set up the OSS and the CIA. The same people setting up the CFR. You understand that this is the power structure. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll explain that in more detail. This is the Alex Jones.
I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. PainMD. HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Guest host Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We are covering the history of the real establishment, the real shadow government, the real metapolitical power that exists in the West, sometimes called the Atlantis' power block, the Anglo-Franco-Israeli-American power block, whatever you want to call it. It's that whole structure in the West that is promoting and is dedicated to this model, to this model of technocracy and Malthusianism. If you don't understand those two things, no way to understand what's going on and where we are and what's actually going on in terms of the rolling out of the Great Reset plans, of the banning of meat, of the eventual ban. You understand they're eventually going to ban relationships. I'm not kidding. They're going to ban marriage. Because if you think about it, marriage is really, I know a lot of people probably think of it as something that's just cultural. Really, marriage goes back to Genesis. It's kind of tied to what we see in the book of Genesis. And so if the Bible isn't true, if theology, religion, all that stuff is not true, then there's really not a reason for marriage. Yeah, there might be some practical reasons for legalities and inheritance or something like that, but they're going to get rid of inheritance. Guess who passed the first inheritance laws? Oh, guess what? Fabians. They were the first to pass inheritance laws, following plans that, obviously, that Marx had laid out. And one of the things that the Fabians did that's pretty wild was that they were openly calling for, in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, the abolishment of the family in the UK through the Labour Party. Maybe not the Labour Party publicly, but the inner core of the Labour Party, which was basically the Democrats in the UK, in the 1960s started calling for the abolishment of the family. Isn't that amazing? Same ideology of Klaus. Remember Klaus had Lenin behind him? Remember that? What is that all about? That is about creating a technocratic New World Order structure. Who said 100 years ago we should abolish the family? H.G. Wells, Bertrand Russell. Who said we should abolish marriage? Who said we should abolish you having the ability to save up money, capital? All the same people. Bertrand Russell said your credits will go away when you don't spend them after a week or a month. Right, the credits that are doled out to you, your universal basic income based on your ESG, based on your social credit score. This was planned 100 years ago. And until people figure that out, nothing's going to change. Until we identify who's actually pushing this and that it's real and stop playing games, pretending like calling people names, calling people conspiracy theorists, for pointing out objective facts. Until we realize that, this is why the right can never do anything. They're so emasculated. Because they won't admit what's really going on. That's why. And the ones that do know what's going on become collaborators. The fake right and all these people, right? So how do we get to where we are in terms of the machinations? Well, it's very important to understand that what we think is going on in terms of the American structure and government and its power and all that is not real. The way we think America runs, the way the normie thinks of it running, is not real. And I don't mean to blackpill you. That's not the point here. But until we realize the real diagnosis of the problem, we'll never fix the problems. And when people come forward who have mentioned the real problems, they get derided, blasted, destroyed in the media, etc. I'm talking about, you know, Senator McDonald or even Barry Goldwater just basically barely hinting at what might be going on and they get destroyed, right? Ron Paul talked about a lot of these things and tried to make it very palatable to a mass audience and they just deride it and destroy him in the media, I'm saying, back in 2007-08. Alex talks about this for so many years, right? Yeah, you see that clip there, Ingsoc. Remember that when Orwell wrote 1984 in 1948, that was on the 100-year anniversary of what? The Fabian Society. And yes, scholars have shown that that's what he was writing about. So when you see Big Brother, when you see that in 1984, he's writing about the Fabian Socialists and their plan. What you see in 1984 is what Milner, Rhodes, Rothschild, Lord Curtis, Lord Astor's, all these people, that's what they had planned. Not for themselves, for everybody else, you see. So how do we get to this Royal Institute for International Affairs having this amount of control? Well, from the late 1890s, Cecil Rhodes, the diamond magnate, right, the De Beers Company, Cecil Rhodes got this idea to structure a corporation much like the British East India Company, right? This older model of corporate private governance, which had basically kind of been running the British Empire. And that, if you guys know, if you don't know, that was a British East India Company that wasn't just about making a profit and trading things. They traded drugs. It's a big drug thing, if you didn't know that, by the way. So the good people that run society and run the empire, they're actually just big scale drug lords. Okay? These aren't nice people. And what they decide, what Rhodes decided was that he could set up his corporation, which he originally called the British South Africa Company, based on the model of the British East India Company, that he could control and structure the diamond trade and make it into a monopoly, right? And that obviously produced a lot of money. And then he decided that he would construct his own secret society. Quite literally, this is in John Roberts's, I think it's John Roberts's, famous biography of Cecil Rhodes. So this is public information, that he would structure his secret society called the Society of the Elect along the lines of the models of the Jesuits and Masons. So Cecil Rhodes, I think, was a Mason, but this is not primarily a Freemasonic conspiracy. This is something else, is beyond that in the case of Cecil Rhodes. And it's not a primarily Jesuit conspiracy. It's something more than that and something beyond that. It's just simply the model that he took of an inner group that has layers of helpers, administrators, and people outside that that don't really know the inner party plans. Does that sound familiar? The inner party, the outer party? Again, Orwell in 1984 is describing the structure of the Society of the Elect, which evolves into, right? So originally, Rhodes's plan was, let's reinvigorate the British Empire, right? So they were starting to see the decline of the British Empire in his day. However, what ended up occurring was not actually the reascendancy of the British Empire. It actually ended up destroying the British Empire, and so it morphed into something else. What did they decide to do? Well, they decided to make an alliance with the Eastern Seaboard elite, magnates, and families and oligarchs in the U.S. I'm speaking specifically of this inner group, which eventually became called the Milner Group, after Lord Milner, John Ruskin, all these figures who were avowed socialists. They said, we need to make an alliance with this rising power over in America. And we need to do that by aligning ourselves to the most powerful, wealthy families in America. Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, Vanderbilt, Carnegie, on and on and on. And they did that on record, 100% in mainline historical books and texts. And so many institutions, many universities in the U.S., particularly the Eastern Seaboard universities, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, these became the central recruiting grounds founded. These universities are founded by these old school families, right? Those became the recruiting grounds for what? What famous thing is there that everybody knows about? Skull and Bones, Lodge 322. What comes out of Skull and Bones? What do they recruit there? OSS, CIA. So this establishment, this Eastern Seaboard establishment, which Quigley calls the Anglo-American establishment, the Eastern establishment, this is the power structure. This is why Klaus Davos comes out of Harvard Project. Kissinger and the Harvard Project recruit Klaus and set up his thing. And Klaus was formerly part of Bilderberg. And that's all. This is all the same people. You understand? It's all the same groups and people. So when we come back, we'll get into more of this. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. As I was saying, you can go to my channel or to my Rockfin channel, which is an excellent free speech-based platform, and you can see the fuller treatment of this book going much deeper into the analysis of this text. I wanted to get to where we get the intelligence agencies, the spy networks and all that out of these higher-level steering committees and groups, which are really behind those things, right? So we think about Russiagate, we think about all these things that have come out in the last few years about spies and espionage and, you know, what's really going on. Well, who set up these entities? Who set up the OSS and all this kind of stuff? Well, turns out, as you can imagine, it is Chatham, it is Pratt House, it is the CFR that themselves were behind the establishment of the OSS, which would become the CIA. And we have to understand that because we need to understand that that's the ultimate goal that these entities work for. They're not working for America's good. They're not working to protect and defend the average citizen. They are adjuncts for these private elite families. That's who they ultimately work for. And they work for a long-term goal to establish the technocracy that we're talking about. Remember when I covered Miles Copeland's famous rare book, Game of Nations? I lectured through that whole book, and he's a famous CIA operative, and he says that all of this reconstruction that we did in the Middle East throughout the Cold War, he said it had nothing to do with fighting communists in the end. What does he end the book saying? He says if you want to understand the long-term goals of the CIA, he says go read Bertrand Russell and the CFR. It's at the very end of the book. And so, what is all this about? What's this big? Why are they doing all this? Why would they be? Because it's a long-term plan that has a specific goal. And when we look at the figures who were the first people to set up the CFR, the first members of the original CFR board in 1921. Some of those people came out of the earlier proto-CFR, which was the Anglo-American League or Federation. I forget exactly what it was called, but it was set up prior to that to mirror the Milner Roundtable groups in the UK, right? And it was set up for the established purpose, quote, of creating a world government. And so, to do that, what they would need to do is not just have all these global steering committee groups. They also needed to set up a group that could operate as a secret intelligence apparatus within the United States. And so where do we get both British intelligence and the CIA from, the OSS and the CIA? Well, this is public history, right? Now, I mentioned Sutton's excellent classic book, Secret Establishment, right? Order of Skull and Bones. That's very important. That will tell you a lot of this same information. But it was the Milner Group and the Morgan Rockefeller Associates that had always been very close to all of these intelligence services across the West. Britain's Foreign Intelligence Agency, the Secret Intelligence Service, the SIS, which would be later called MI6, was an interdepartmental service of the Foreign Office or the War Office. All of this was run by the interlocking Cecil Rhodes Bloc and the Milner Group. MI6 was created in 1909 by a committee of Lord Milner's friends, namely the War Secretary Richard Haldane. Its first chief was Mansfield Cumming, who was undersecretary under Sir Charles Haldane, the protege of Lord Salisbury from the Cecil Bloc. In 1940, the Milner Group, now headed up by Lord Lionel Curtis, was again in charge of the Foreign Office and controlled MI6. Lord Halifax was the Foreign Secretary, and his fellow Milnerite member, Lord Lothian, was the British ambassador to the United States. As part of the Milner Group's global expansion, MI6 set up an American station called the British Security Coordination, the BSC. This organization was responsible for operations for the entire Western Hemisphere for British intelligence. Guess where it was headquartered? The New York Rockefeller Center, namely, and it was run by Intrepid, codename Intrepid, William Stevenson, Canadian intelligence. In 1941, Stevenson set up the Office of Coordination of Information, the COI. It coordinated different U.S. intelligence services and was advised by, and was advisor to FDR. They appointed as the head of that organization in its nascent form Wild Bill Donovan. And in 1942, it was reorganized and called the OSS, Office of Strategic Services. After the war, 1947, the OSS was reorganized to be the CIA. And so, shocker, it was always there to promote the interests of these people. Soon after, the banker Alan Dulles, the younger brother of CFR UN co-founder John Foster Dulles, became the director of the CIA. Since that time, most CIA directors have been members of the CFR. David Rockefeller himself became a member of the U.S. Joint Intelligence Collection Agency in North Africa. Later on, David Rockefeller described in his memoirs that a lot of this intelligence work that he had done at this time was able to connect him with people throughout the world, and it was mainly done for oil interests. Right? So it wasn't really even about Cold War or World War II stuff or whatever. This is actually just about gaining intelligence for their private oil interests. And in fact, Rockefeller says that he was able to set up his own private intelligence network out of all of this. For what purpose? For Standard Oil, you say. Then we move on to discuss Ratzio moves on to discuss the history of Chatham House, the Royal Society, and all of that. And again, this is not conspiracy. It is all 100% public information. One of the first heads of the OSS was, in fact, a Milnerite Fabian socialist. And this has partly to do with the fact that when David Rockefeller studied under von Hayek and was sort of infatuated with the Austrian economic ideas that von Hayek talked about. By the way, I want to remind the libertarians that the last appendix chapter of von Hayek's Road to Serfdom is about world government. So I'm tired of hearing the libertarians talking about how great von Hayek is, and they never talk about the fact that the appendix has a whole section on how we need world government. Beyond that, however, after that period, Rockefeller went on to study at Harvard, as we said, under Lasky, the famous Fabian socialist at Harvard. And so there, he decided that he was actually interested in both of these things. So we can clearly see in David Rockefeller's ideological journey an influence of both monopoly capital, and because that's what he is, right, and Fabian socialism. And that explains why his entities like the OSS went and trained Mao's guerrillas. That explains why Chase Bank is the first bank set up in communist China. That explains why he writes editorials to the New York Times saying that China is a model for the world. It is a model for collectivization and centralization of wealth, power, and control. He says it's a fabulous experiment. Same thing Bertrand Russell had said back in the 1930s. He says, Bertrand Russell says Bolshevism, Maoism, Stalinism, he says these are great experiments in the other countries to see how we can rule. Did you think that Mao was just some organic revolutionary? Where does Mao come from? You know, it's public declassified. You can go read it at Yale. You can read the Yale archives. Who was Mao? Mao was a Yali. What's a Yali? Yale in China. So when we understand Quigley, when we understand these higher level metapolitics discussions, we understand that this was always a long-term game to establish what Klaus and company, who work for these people, are rolling out. I'm not saying there wasn't spies on the ground in the Cold War battling each other. Sure, they were. But the death care, the banning of cars, the banning of meat, the eating of the bugs, the banning of travel, 15-minute cities, the banning of commerce, shutting everything down, the eco-tyranny, the Agenda 21, the Rio Bush Treaty, the 2030 plans, UN biodiversity plans, all of those things are designed by these same people, all the same people. So it's very easy to figure out what's going on when we look at the actual documentation, the actual books. We go read books like Stephen Dorrell's amazing, amazing history of MI6. It says all the same stuff. In fact, this book cites Dorrell's book. Who is Stephen Dorrell? Conspiracy theorist? No, mainline academia. Mainline academia. Not conspiracy theories. Anybody calling this conspiracy theories to this day still is just ignorant or a gaslighting goon. So if we understand that what we're seeing rolled out is not, imagine still thinking, these incompetent liberals, how are they rolling this out across the globe if they're incompetent liberals? It's not incompetent liberals until we realize it's not, there's a layer of incompetent liberals, but above that is super manipulative psychopathic technocrats. Until we realize that, nothing's going to change, nothing's going to be fixed, and the right will remain completely emasculated and worthless until we figure this out. If you want to get access to my books, go to Jason Ellis's in the shop. You can find my Hollywood texts. You can find my books. Also, go to the InfoWars store and support Alex. Get those products. Get those supplements. Get everything that you need in the InfoWars store to support.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.